It's pretty clear where the hotbeds are. If you're in Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Harford County, Carroll County, you hear this. Go down into Southern Maryland and Prince George's, Montgomery County's, it's another song. But maybe not everywhere.
There's a significant audience in PG Montgomery County in the District of Columbia. The Ravens have, you know, pretty good statistics on where they sell their season tickets, and there's a lot of folks that are AFC fans or Ravens fans that make the trek to go to Baltimore. So it's important to them.
He should know. Mark Burdett is a former Ravens executive and the general manager of Channel 9 in D.C.
Do you carry pretty much every Ravens game now that is available on CBS?
We do. We do because of the fact that they've made a waiver for Washington because it was something that the Ravens were very adamant about. So when they're not on Monday Night Football or they're not on the NFL Network or they're not on NBC Sunday Night Football and they're playing on CBS on Sunday, we're going to carry them. So we have 10 Ravens games this year and 2 Redskins games.
This is not the case in Baltimore, although Channel 45 will show many Redskins games, not to the extent that Channel 9 shows the Ravens. And when it comes to baseball, orange and black bleeds deep into Maryland and even farther south.
My name is Scott Siegel. I live in Northern Virginia, and I'm a diehard Orioles fan.
This fandom for a Virginia resident stops with the O's. Siegel, who grew up in Frederick County, is a diehard Redskins fan and despises the Ravens.
How does it work for you when you drive into Baltimore to go see an Orioles game and the joy that you get of watching an Orioles game and knowing that a few minutes next door, you hate that team? Does that make any sense to you?
It confuses the hell out of me. I'm arm in arm with the guy cheering for the Orioles, and he's also got a Raven shirt on, so it's very difficult.
And it can be very difficult for bartenders in certain parts of the state. Which games do you show? In Annapolis, Frederick, or Columbia? And as any good reporter would do, I went to the bars and tried to find out. First stop, the Acme Bar and Grill in Annapolis, where I met Haley.
What would you say Annapolis is? Is Annapolis a Redskins town or a Ravens town?
It's absolutely split because we're split by the Beltway.
But without a doubt, it's a Orioles town?
Orioles town, absolutely. But yeah, between Redskins and Ravens, it's definitely split.
Well, one bar ain't enough for me. Had to have another cocktail, this time in Howard County.
All right, so here in Columbia, it's kind of like, I would imagine it's ground zero. When you have a game on, a baseball game on at night, what do people want to watch? Do they want to watch the Orioles or the Nationals?
It's more Orioles, so we definitely get a bunch of Nationals fans in here, too.
Okay.
It tends to lean a little more towards Baltimore.
Okay. Just a little bit, though.
Just a little bit.
Kate is the bartender at Champs near the mall. She does point out that Columbia is unique to the Orioles-Nationals battle because Steve Lombardozzi of the Nationals is a local guy. Went to Athelton High School.
I think you definitely get a few people cheering for the Nationals just because of him.
When it comes to football, what's it like here on a Sunday afternoon?
If the Ravens are playing, we'll definitely fill up with purple. Redskins, they tend to come out a little more to when the Redskins are winning.
Okay, so they're more front runners at least. It seems.
Oh, absolutely.
The bar crowd is one thing, but money talks. What are people buying? Over at the Sports Authority in Laurel, which just happens to be exactly 17 miles from FedEx Field and 17 miles from M&T Bank Stadium, Adam, the sales manager, says merchandise sales aren't exactly even.
More Orioles at the moment, but they're probably the hotter of the two teams.
Now, what about football season?
More Redskins. Definitely more Redskins. During the Super Bowl streak in the playoffs, a lot of Ravens stuff are coming in, but it's more Redskins.
There seems to be a large chunk of people in the central part of the state that grew up without a baseball team in D.C. and without a football team in Baltimore. A group called Birds on the Warpath has formed on Facebook. It uses the Oriole bird face and hat with Redskins feathers down the side. Pretty hot in some circles. Well, whatever the teams of choice, it's usually friendly.
Do you ever have a customer who is upset to see Ravens gear or upset to see Redskins gear or Orioles or Nationals gear?
Yeah, they're usually Cowboys fans or Steelers fans. So,
and they're everywhere?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Coming up tomorrow, who said this and in what spot in Maryland?
This town is a conglomerate of all different things. One thing you did throw in there is this is also Steeler country.
Really?
Yeah.
Tune in tomorrow, Brian Neiman on WBAL and WBAL.com.